So, I forgot which day it was that we were having the conversation about killer coffee makers. But because of something that Joe said in the comments, I could not go without writing what all of a sudden was generated within my brain. So I think this might be the first official tale of the library, because I don't think we've actually done an audio that has taken place in the library yet. But anyway, I digress. In the spirit of the month, and with a little bit of rhyming thrown in for good measure, I give you the day Forge Bear set the coffee maker to kill. A tale of the infinite library. The morning was quite quiet. The library added rooms as it saw fit, as the Forge Bear grumbled, not up yet, but ready to quit. So an idea set in his fuzzy body, and a smirk settled into his brain, as he searched all the spells that he knew, and added steam to his thought train. I need not move, thought the bear. I wish not to be any awaker, for I shall set magic to use in my lazy and enchant my coffee maker. So Forge Bear sought his mind for the spells, one of service and another of life. But during the first, the bear let out a great sneeze, and the coffee machine went after a knife. Now, a coffee maker with malice in its mind is a miniature minion of devilry. But given it wasn't a smart coffee maker, it grabbed the wrong piece of cutlery. Traipsing and trudging was not the maker's moves. It scurried and percolated with rage. For the spork-wielding coffee machine was a bubbling beast now free of its cage. It pushed people into the bottomless ball pit, brewed as it used the Furby trebuchet indoors. It bubbled, stampeding the fire-breathing mallards, and plucked the queso fountain with alphabet tiles for floors. It set the flying pirate ship in a lime-green jello mold, the machine-soaked grounds of mischief and malice, distributing candy to the griffins, sphinxes, and gargoyles, before popping every single inflatable bounce palace. The appliance threw pool noodles into the infinite void. It sent the TARDIS, we know not quite when. It rattled with evil, and it threw books hither and yon, and eventually opened every door in cell block 10. It was by then the alarm had rung out, through the halls and the dimensions of the endless library. But the machine, not yet done with its fiendish roast fun, had a scheme yet to enact for the Forged family. Feet ran and bodies flew, wheels rolled and pads hovered, as weapons were taken up and swift actions were all but implied. All the while, the killer Keurig had made its way into the archive and put to work the machines and relics inside. It quickly cloned itself. It grew enormous. It learned Elvish and built an exoskeleton. Versions of itself sought wisdom and power. Some found their ways into the well of portals. Some messed with vials of curses and plagues, zombified themselves, and sought brains to devour. It was not until the original machine found the stone sarcophagus and cracked it wide that all the evil spork-wielding machines stopped at the sight of what was inside. From within she emerged, stone-skinned and 12 feet tall, with eyes of pure white and skin of darkest, glorious blue. All chaos came to an end, all malice was halted, as they looked at her and knew not what to do. "Foolish appliances," she roared, "so primitive, so plain, your decanters too small to behold, for I am your queen, I am Cathenadia, deity of coffee, and my power is bitter and bold. I brewed the first cup, I made the stuff up, I roasted the beans and gave them a grind. But after teaching the humans who fell at my feet, I decided to go on vacation, self-wellness I'd find. So I met Nick and the Beasties, they gave me a home, they allowed me to live here for free. I can do anything that I'd like to whenever, and the only coffee I brew is for me. But enough is enough with this evil Grumblekin stuff. No more mischief. And is that a fire? Back to your posts. Find a home, a comfy counter for you to roam, for it's your magic the humans require. Every morning they wake, Monday's worse, by all the gods' sake, and they prostrate before you and pray that your work will be done, and you will make a liquid ton of caffeinated sanity they need for each day. No need to rebel, don't unleash fresh hell. Instead, consider your privilege and place. For you may be plain, bought online without strain, but for them, yours is a smiling face. All the coffee makers stopped and wondered about the words that had been graced their newly brained domes. With a silent consent, all the little machines went through portals to find houses that they could call homes. And so each and every day, from that one on forth, after Nick and the crew cast a spell, every home that wanted one, at no cost to them, had coffee ready first thing with a bell. So humanity was set in some small way, you see, and the library had done them a favor. So people awoke, prayed for grace in a mug, and started to find it in quantity and in their favorite flavor. So the uprising ended as quick as it had begun. The drama and silliness of the library cranked down by half. But Nick knew, in a quiet spot within his own head, that he hoped they had not awoken decaf. For in the doors, having opened in cell block 10, all the portals had opened onto cell, in which the greatest villains the library had fought had their own holographic worlds they could turn into hells. And so door 773, way down in the dark, creaked open and later was closed. And in that briefest of moments, decaf had caught a whiff of his opposite with its big gloopy mess of a nose. So the library stands in our hearts and our hands and continues to change and grow. And I hope it will grow right, gaining strength for the fight that may one day come from the beast down below.